Bipe, bipe, bipe. Chew, chew, chew. Bipe what you chew. With the Data Doctors on News Radio 620 KTAR.
I bet you Ken's surfing right now.
No, he's not surfing. He's trying to dominate the computer world.
Taking over San Diego.
That's right. He's not surfing. He's in a meeting right now in a boardroom going blah, 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 blah.
I bet you in like 3 hours he's going to be surfing.
He flew there and he didn't take any surfboard, so I don't think he's going to be surfing USA. Surfing. Oh, by the way, we're back on the air. It is the computer corner.
Yeah,
News Radio 620 KTAR, and there's the time and temperature you'll find out in a little while.
I think that's too much information.
Could be. Let's get to the phones, shall we, and see if we can help possibly David, who called 602-277-5827, like you can right now because there's open lines. David, how can we help you?
Good morning, Brandon.
Good morning, sir.
Been saving this question for you. I have a new Dell computer.
Wait a minute. You're saving it for me?
Yes.
I feel touched.
Yes. Well, I had to wait till you get to Microsoft Office. We have to be consistent with the theme. So
Thank you very much for participating.
I have Office 2003, and when I open a Word document, the cursor positions itself at the very top edge of the paper as if the margin were zero.
Okay.
Happens in either portrait or landscape. To make it go away or to get back to normal, I simply have to open view, open header footer, close header footer, and the cursor drops down where it's supposed to be.
Hmm. Okay. Let me ask a couple of questions to
go
see
ahead.
If we can start going down the troubleshooting path.
Uh-huh.
Did it do this from the day you bought the computer, and did the computer come with Office already pre-installed?
Second question, no, it didn't come pre-installed, and also, no, it didn't do it from the time I installed it.
Okay, so you installed Office yourself after you purchased the computer.
That's right.
And for a short amount of time, at least some amount of time, it functioned normally. This happened after some usage.
Yes.
Okay. The first thing I would try is, I'm sure there's some places you can go in and click and uncheck options and all that, but because I'm a kind of simple guy and let's try to go with something simple, I would start by trying to uninstall and then reinstall the entire Office suite, or at least Microsoft Word in this case.
I was afraid you were going to say that.
That's actually not a scary thing to do, and it's a fairly simple thing to do.
I know it's not scary.
Can't you just repair it?
You might be able to run a repair, but I would just try the uninstall and reinstall. If you put in your original Office 2003 disk that you installed from in the first place,
right,
it should come up with if it's autoplay is enabled, which I'm going to assume is the case,
right,
it should pop up with a menu that gives you options to reinstall or to modify or to remove, those kinds of options.
Okay.
And then you want to go through and do it like a customized modification, or go through the modify option,
right,
and see if you can just uncheck. It'll have a bunch of places where there's check marks. Uncheck
okay.
Word so that it removes it.
Okay.
And then go ahead and complete that. When it's all said and done, it may have you reboot your computer, whatever the case may be. When it's all done, put that disk back in, let it come up with the menu, and you want to do the same thing, but let it install Word.
Okay.
Any of the Word documents you've worked on will not be affected. Nothing will be hurt. So
I know that.
We're just going to try to take out what's there and put back to see if there's something damaged, possibly with Word.
It's never happened before. I've been a PC user since DOS 5, so it's not my first Word document.
Well,
that's totally strange.
We'll blame it on the dog or the kids. And we'll say in some parallel universe, one of them was messing with you.
All right.
But if that doesn't work, then you know where to find us back here. And, of course, if you can't find us back here, or the lines are busy, or it's not, you know, Saturday between 12:20 and 2, then, of course, you can check us out on our website at datadoctors.com. You can either check our free help section or click on the radio section and ask a question, make a suggestion there via the links that are provided.
And are you looking at email during this program today?
We are doing so, yes, sir.
Always.
And that's at what, talk@datadoctors.com?
You know what, if you send it that way because of the outrageous amounts of spam that the world produces, we actually, if you submit through our website at datadoctors.com, you click on the radio show section and then look for the link that says ask a question. If you submit that way, for sure it makes it to us. If you send it right to talk, there's a good chance that it will never make its way here because, you know, it's too silly to have to deal with all the spam these days.
Okay.
So,
where is the link for the radio show? It doesn't show up on your homepage that I could see.
On our homepage, if you look down the left, there's a word that says navigation, and then it lists all the different things. One says radio show.
Okay, there it is.
You may also want to run some kind of spy bot, spyware, something, because that may have caused this issue.
You know what?
And you didn't even realize it.
I have AdAware running.
We've got the genius himself, the guy who shows us up from time to time, and I think this is going to be one of those times,
mm-hmm.
Adam.
Hi.
Our 14-year-old, who's called back because he thinks he knows how to solve this problem.
Oh,
Adam.
Cool.
Let's see.
Go for it, Adam.
It's a very good thing that you guys supplied me with Office 2003 earlier. Okay, Office 2003 has a little feature that allows you to get rid of the top and bottom margins temporarily so that you can just look through the text without seeing the header and the footer and everything.
So it removes a little bit of the WYSIWYG or the what you see is what you get to try to allow a little bit more on the screen?
Right.
Okay.
Where is
now,
that, Adam?
Where is that? That little feature, what you do is in Word, you have to have open a document with two or more pages.
Okay.
What you do is you click in between the two pages. In between the two pages, there should be a little gray area. It should be gray. And your cursor should change to a little double horizontal line with some arrows on it.
Right, got it.
If you click there,
uh-huh.
Everything should show back up.
Okay. Well, I was in normal view, and when I click back and forth, it's like a toggle. So it'll toggle back and forth between no margins and margins.
Right.
Adam, you are a genius.
Wow.
How he knew this is what hurts me the most.
Huh?
That he knew this and how he knew this are the parts that hurt me the most.
Well, the how he knew this is probably he invested 50 or 60 hours messing around with Word.
Showing up doesn't hurt that much. It's really that I'm just kind of a little disgusted, but in a good way that he knew this.
Yes.
That is so awesome. How do you feel now, Brandon?
I feel great, actually.
Oh, to be 14 again.
No, you know why I feel great is in a few years, Adam's going to need a job,
uh-huh.
And guess who's going to employ him?
Oh, yeah. I've already heard that. Adam's a slam dunk for the next data doctor.
Yeah, he's already working on salary negotiations now, I'm sure.
Thank you, Adam.
No problem.
Thanks to all.
Yes,
thanks.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Nice job, Adam.
Adam is the man.
He just pulled it right out. Yeah, he did.
Oh, that kind of cracks me up.
Yeah.
See, now people from time to time have said, well, why do you always let Adam come in and do stuff? Well, because he calls every week. I mean, if you want to be the first caller every week, go ahead. But now
and
we have backup.
Knowledge, yeah. He has the skills to pay the bills.
We're recording this, right?
Yeah.
I gotta play that back.
Definitely.
I got to play that back for Ken.
Ken's going to be, he'll be so happy. He'll be proud
hilarious.
Like his boy.
He'll be proud.
He will.
Adam is like an adopted son for us.
Yes.
Our very own whizager.
Yep.
See, there's two gems from today's show already. And we're just getting started. Let's go to Bob with an HP. And Bob has a question that we're going to probably get the question part before the break and the answer part after the break. But Bob, go ahead. Welcome to the Computer Corner.
Okay. I save a lot of data from my church membership and history and such. And I've been saving this in Microsoft Works database.
Microsoft Works database, all right.
Now, the church has recently bought a new computer. They do not have Microsoft Works database in it, but they do have Microsoft Office. Can I import this into a database in Microsoft Office?
Well, Office is actually a whole collection of applications.
Yeah.
So what we need to find out is a little bit more information about exactly how this data is structured. There's probably two different options. One is going to be that we could possibly import into Excel, which is one of the Office applications.
Yeah, I think they have Excel, so that was really my question. Can I import from Microsoft Works database into Excel?
Yeah, probably all you need to do is as long as the version of Excel is newer than the version of Works,
it is.
You can just simply open that Works document in Excel, and it will do all the conversion for you upon opening it.
Sounds wonderful.
And so it's a fairly simple thing, and you just double-click on it, let Excel go to work, and you should go from there.
Sounds great.
Good luck with that, Bob, and let us know if it doesn't work out.
Thank you much.
Thanks. See, that's how easy it is.
We are so helpful
today. We got
today.
Like two people's questions and two answers. Well, I can't really take credit for one of the answers, but I'm going to take credit anyway. Because I facilitated the answer.
Your answer,
right?
Kind of.
Uninstalling and reinstalling wouldn't have done
that wasn't a
dang thing for him. So it's good that Adam called and was listening and took care of the problem. You're listening to the Computer Corner right here, News Radio 620 KTAR. Lots and lots and lots more show to go, including our Geek Speak of the Week and our free download of the week. Don't forget, you can dial in now, 602-277-5827. Back after the news.